The Hebrew boys can testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lines were made pillows for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify.
Well, I thanked him for his blessings. I named them one by one. But most of all, I thank God for what he's done.
Somebody ought to testify.
Testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lines were made pillows for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Everybody, let's praise his name in this house. Praise God. Let's all stand as we just lift him up. You know, how many of you are blessed this morning? How many just glad, good Lord, just want to give him all the honor and glory? He is in control. No matter what we hear, no matter what we see on the news or the telecast or the anything, but our God is our God. He is the great I Am, the creator of all. And this whole, as we say many times, he's got this whole wide world in his hand. Just praise God. Love each and every one of you. So good to see you this morning. Just excited about what the Lord has in store for us. What a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day Sunday morning God's given us this morning. We just love the Lord. Just want to thank you again for being here this morning. Those that are watching it on the feed, we just say good morning to you. I hope you've had an opportunity. And all of us even here, let's turn off anything that's going to distract us. Let's put our attention on the Lord this morning. We just want to give him all the honor and glory. As we do and we go into prayer this morning, you know, there are a lot of prayer requests going around. There's those, the blasts that come out on our text. You've got the ones on Facebook, the ones on social media. And we just want to thank each and every one of you that work behind the scene on our telecast, on the sound, our musicians, the singers, our pastor and his family. We just want to just give God all the glory and just thank him for just putting us all together in one mind and one accord. If you have a prayer request this morning, show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees. And you at home, there's nothing wrong with being faithful and just lifting your hand up to God and giving him all the other. If you have been blessed, just lift that other hand. And let's just praise the Lord this morning as we go to prayer. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just want to praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, for your love, dear Lord, for your sacrifice. Dear Lord, we thank you for being there for us and loving us even when we're unlovable, dear Lord. We just come to you now. Lord, we humbly want to turn our attention on you, dear Lord, and let you just fill this house with your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, let it just have a free ring amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. Dear Lord, you know the prayer requests, those spoken and unspoken, those that are printed and not. Dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised. Dear Lord, you know the depths of our heart. You know the needs that we have right now, dear Lord. And first of all, we want to praise you for always providing, dear Lord, always giving. But dear Lord, there are those out there that are seeking. They seem to be lost. They seem to be in darkness. Or they're battling a storm or they're sick. Their financial needs, dear Lord. But we know that you know what's needed. And, dear Lord, we thank you now, dear Lord, for touching each and every one. Dear Lord, we place them in your hands. Dear Lord, and we ask for you just to touch, to heal, to mend, to protect, and, dear Lord, to bring unity in those families, dear Lord, that need unity. But dear Lord, I want to pray for the lost this morning, dear Lord. There are so many that are struggling, and they're running around in fear and anxiety. And, dear Lord, the answer is not in pills. It's not in medicine. The answer is in you, and that's you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, dear Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that those that or in the sound of the words that come from this service this morning, or, dear Lord, that we mostly feel your holy presence. And, Lord, they'll seek you, and they'll let you be the Lord of their lives and our lives, dear Lord. May you just guide us, direct us, dear Lord. May you keep us as you always have, dear Lord. Dear Lord, again, we thank you for this morning, for those in attendance, those that are at home watching. Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family. Dear Lord, please accept every song sung, every hand raised, every instrument played. Dear Lord, to be lifted to worship and praise you. Again, dear Lord, we love you. And dear Lord, we ask you just to be with all the moms. And dear Lord, we thank you for them. Such a special heart that you've given a mom. And dear Lord, we thank you for each and every one. And we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, hallelujah. While you're standing, let's all turn to page 333. I'll Fly Away. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's just, I'll Fly Away. Seated if you can, just praise God this morning. We're going to get ready to take up our morning offering. And just want to iterate to everybody how much we love and how much we are so excited about the ones that are here. And for those that are still at home, just let you know how much we love you and we're praying for you. And this time is coming. You know, God is, He's like I said, He's still on the throne. And we will join together in unity. Praise God, praise God. As we get ready to take up the offering, I'll ask for a couple of the ushers to come up and we'll get ready. I don't have any announcements right now, but what I'd like to ask all the ministry leaders, if you would please, turn your announcements in so we can make sure they get on the screen and we can keep up with all that we have. Praise the Lord. All righty, as we take up Brother Lance, you going to come up for us, help us? Praise God. We're going to go ahead and have prayer for the offering. As soon as you young men get here, they're working their way through. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. This Tuesday. Also, it was just announced that the Ida Bells will be meeting Tuesday night over in the Curtis Center. Yes, ma'am. 7 p.m. Praise God, ladies. Which is hallelujah. The Lord just bless. You want to ask the Lord to bless y'all? Go ahead. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. I like to put these young men on the spot. Praise the Lord.
Anybody out there got anything to shout about? That's right. We ought to just be shouting because we're not locked down and we can go to church. I've missed being at church. Have y'all? So we've all got something to shout about today, even if it's not because you're here, but you are. So we're going to sing Shout Now. So everybody needs to shout.
The victory is won. Just remember whatever God promised. It's yours and it's already done. The song plays,
the way,
the song plays,
the way shall now.
Don't worry about your future. Don't worry what lies ahead. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I see for bread. The doorway,
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 doorway shall now.
Shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now.
Shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now.
Doorway,
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 doorway shout.
His promise, he'll
Praise the Lord. Love to shout now. Love to lift up the Lord and give Him all the honor and glory that He so justly deserves. I've always said it and I've always believed it that it's within us and the Lord's Spirit within us that allows us to come through with that smile and joy, even in a situation that we don't understand. We're going to do something special this morning as we do as Mother's Day 2020. We just want to recognize all the moms. We're real excited about that. If I get a couple of men to come up and give me a hand, Brother Chris, if you'll come on up. And anyone else? Brother Keith, come on up, brother. We're going to do something that we like to do each year. We want to honor our mothers. And, you know, there's so many times that, you know, if we look at times passing and we look at it, Elaine and I were talking yesterday. We had a chance to do a road trip. And we did a little short, quick one. And we were just talking about the empty spots and the moms that have gone on to heaven. And we were thinking even here at church, we were talking about the different pews. And Delaney just started naming them off. The people that were prayer warriors, the people that's always been there for us and for the church and for God. And you know, there's a whole generation still here amongst us. You know, I know there's many prayer warriors here now. And I know that we want to recognize each and every one of you. We want you to know how much we love you, moms, how much we need you, how much that it's just, there's only one way to explain it, and it's not very much, but we'd like to ask all the mothers, if you'd stand, please. Got a little special token for you, and I'd like for you to take this and know that we love you, and we really, really appreciate each and every one of you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So special. Know that you're loved. Know that you've got a special place in our heart. But most of all, how much God loves you. And how much He just made you special. To be the caretaker, to be the mom, to be the provider, to be everything that He's given each and every one of you. We love you so much. Moms get one, guys. Y'all doing a great job. Miss Julie got her. Beautiful. It's just a token of love. Love each and every one of you, moms. Let's give the moms a big hand. Praise God. Praise God. And now, I'm going to take the opportunity. I know Brother Eddie normally does this, and I know there's some moms that aren't able to be with us this morning. They could be in nursing homes. They could be in assisted living. But there's also those moms, which could probably also carry a name of grandma or great-grandma, in that as the Lord knows that He can just provide and let you just take on so much more. But there are those the Lord's already called home. And I'm going to ask everybody if you would stand, and we're just going to recognize those moms that's gone on to be with the Lord. Those empty spots, but there's not an empty spot in our heart. Because as we reflect on them right now, we just want to thank God for that time that we've had together. And for their love that they shed, and their tears that they shed for us, and their special love that they've always had for us. And we're just going to take a moment of silence and ask you if you would, in your special way, whether it be someone that you've met, someone that you know, your mom, your grandma, or great-grandma, depends on how far back you're able to go in your generations, that it's just take a moment and recognize them. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, again, as we come to You this morning with just praise, we want to worship You and thank You. Dear Lord, You know exactly what we need. You know exactly the comfort levels that we need right now, dear Lord. Not only during this worldly struggle, but dear Lord, through this special time that we recognize all these mothers that are with us this morning and for those that have gone home. And dear Lord, thank You for them. Thank You for this time You've given us, dear Lord, to be whatever situation, dear Lord, but to have moms and to know that they're special calling, dear Lord. I ask you to strengthen those now that are praying, the prayer warrior moms that are still praying for maybe those in their family that aren't with us or that aren't where they think that they should be, dear Lord, that they'll find you. Lord, strengthen the family that you've created. And, dear Lord, may all the moms just feel your love today, dear Lord, and feel that special time. And for those moms that you've got with you, Lord, give them all a big hug. And, Lord, we honor you and we praise you. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Are you thankful to Jesus? Are you thankful, man, that one day he saw fit to raise us up out of that old miry pit of clay and sin, set our feet on a solid rock, establish our goings? I, for one, am so thankful. Never, ever want to take a step without the leading of the Lord. Amen. I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has he failed me. Where to him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Can we just worship him? I've been on the mountain with Jesus. Yes, I've been in the valley so low, but not one time has he failed me. Went to him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Please don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Aren't you glad we're not without Jesus this morning? But with him, all things are possible. I do want to wish each and every mother a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. Those that are not able to be with us this morning through sickness, and some have already gone home to their glorious reward. But mothers are special, always hold a very special place in our heart. I'm so thankful for mine. She's not able to be with us this morning, and that kind of grieves us a little bit, but I know one of these days we're going to all be together in a better place. Amen. Normally, on Mother's Day, we try to set aside, for lack of a better term, a Mother's Day message. And I beg your indulgence this morning as the Lord began to deal with me, and I do not want to make light of the fact that it is Mother's Day and that how we love them and how we appreciate them and what all they've done. And can I just encourage you that you need to be thankful to your mothers more than one day a year. Love them each and every day of your life while you have them with you. But there's such an urgency in the land and an urgency in pastors and preachers and ministers everywhere. And I just want to obey the Lord this morning and bring you a message that you probably would not classify as a Mother's Day message. But nevertheless, that's where the Lord led me this morning. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the 85th Psalm. Psalm 85, beginning with verse number 6. And thank you for coming this morning and being with us in our corporate worship. We're so thankful to have the doors open again and having folks come in and worship with us. In Psalms 85, beginning with verse number 6, the writer, the psalmist says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord. Grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful for your mercy, for your grace, for the opportunity, God, to meet together this morning on this glorious day that you've blessed us with. Father, we are thankful for our mothers and for their sacrifice and for their faithfulness and for their love. But Father, we're thankful for Jesus, for his sacrifice, his graciousness, and his love. And Father, I pray that there would be a wake-up call in this land. God, I pray that there would be a wake-up call in this church. Father, I pray that there would be a wake-up call in this body. God, that we would put forth, God, an effort to serve you and to worship you as we have never done before. God, help us to be thankful for where you brought us from. But God, help us by faith to look where you're going to take us. Father, we ask your anointing. We ask your blessing. Anoint these lips of clay this morning, God. Speak to our hearts, and we'll be careful, God, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, "I Will Hear What God Will Speak." I will hear what God will speak. Psalms 85, Charles Spurgeon said, is basically a prayer of a patriot for his afflicted country, in which he pleads the Lord's former mercies and by faith foresees brighter days. As I said in my prayer, I am so thankful for the former mercies of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has been there when no one else could help. He has lifted me up when I couldn't even hold my head up. He has blessed me. He has healed me. Thank God he saved me. He brought me out of a sin nature. He brought me into a transformation. How many is thankful this morning that Jesus had mercy on your soul? Amen. When you were out in the darkness, when you were out away from the church, you were out doing your own thing, but he loved you anyway, and he brought you into his precious, graceful arms, loved us and forgave us. And I'm thankful for those memories that are forever etched in my heart of thankfulness for what God has done for me. But can I tell you this morning, because God is God, I see brighter days. I see brighter times. I see glory once again. Folks said, "Brother Eddie, how can you see that?" Because this week the Lord told me to look again. And this time look a little higher than what you've been looking at. Come on, so many times we look on the horizon. But amen, I believe we need to look above the horizon. I believe that we're going to have better times. I believe there's going to be brighter days. You know what? And it's all right with me if it's not in this world, but in the world to come. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to long for. That's what I want to pray for. That's what I want to live for. Not for the gain down here, but what I'm gaining in heaven. Oh, praise God. Wait till you see. Wait till you see what the Lord has prepared for those that love and serve Him. Hallelujah. The writer here, my Bible says it's to the chief musician. In other words, sing it often. Praise God. Some folks around here say, y'all sing the same old songs over and over. Listen. Quit listening to the beat and start hearing the words. Come on, those words need to be rehearsed over and over and over. Glory to God. Amen. Amazing grace. I'd never get tired of it. It saved a wretch like me. We could sing it every Sunday. We could sing it every Wednesday night. And I wouldn't get tired of God's amazing grace. Amen. And what the Lord has done for me. Sing it again. Sing it again. Tell me how good God is. Tell me the blessings for those, amen, who are faithful to the Lord. Here we say that the psalmist wrote this and gave it to the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Can I take a few moments here and introduce you to the sons of Korah? Many of us here under the sound of my voice and on the airwaves today, we pause and reflect sometimes where we used to be. And thank God we're not where we used to be. And by His grace and mercy, we're not what we used to be. How many is thankful that Jesus came on the scene? How many is thankful that He wrapped His loving arms around you? How many is thankful that He forgave you of our many sins and He restored our life and revived us again? Never get tired of thanking Jesus. The sons of Korah, if anybody had an opportunity, if anybody had a need to glorify and praise God, it was the sons of Korah. Many times folks stand and testify about how God saved them, about God, how He spared them, and how He made a way. We've heard testimonies of people on their dying bed and God raising them up. We've heard people in a horrific and tragic accident and when they should have been dead, but by the mercy of God, He raised them up and restored life unto them, and they are still today glorifying and praising God. If anybody had an opportunity and a need to glorify and praise God, it was the sons of Korah. Let me take you back in time for just a little while. Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. There began to be an uneasiness in the congregation. There began to be a little disappointment. There began to be some hardships. I mean, knows on this journey there's going to be some setbacks. There's going to be some disappointments. There's going to be some hardships. But I want to look above those. I want to look beyond those. I want to look to the blessings that God has in store for His people. And the Bible tells us that Korah, a cousin to Moses, and a group of other rebellious leaders of the children of Israel, decided they wanted to take things in their own hands. God, you're not moving fast enough. God, you're not making a way. God, why is all of this happening? And they came to Moses and they begin to start and rise up a little bit of revolt. And how many knows? The Bible says, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. Amen. God will fight your battles. If you'll get out of the way and give it to the Lord, He will make a way and you will come out victorious. So they came to Moses. And listen, it doesn't say this in the Bible, but I'm kind of putting it in southern vernacular. God says, I got this. How many knows what I'm talking about? Come on. God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know which way I'm going to turn. God, I can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. God, I can't even get through the tunnel. And all of a sudden, God's Holy Spirit says, I got this. Come on, I got this. You just stand aside and let me take care. All I'm asking you to do is obey me and put your faith and trust in me, and I'll handle this. And God moved in. Now listen, God don't play. Well, God is serious. We better be serious. God took matters into his own hands. He opened up the earth. Come on, and he swallowed Korah and all of those rebellious leaders that came against Moses. Why? Because God had already anointed Moses to take the children of Israel to the promised land. Come on, folks. Quit looking at all the things in the desert. Quit looking at all the dry spots in the desert. Quit looking at all the things that come around us. Quit looking at Pharaoh's army that God's already taken care of. Put your sight, amen, on the goal. Look ahead. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Amen. You look what God has set before us. And let me tell you something. It is beyond my ability to even fathom or comprehend the greatness that God has in store for his people. So the earth swallowed them up. And if you'll look back, and I believe it's in Numbers, somewhere around the 6th chapter, God did not kill the sons of Korah. God spared the sons of Korah. We said just a moment ago that many of us, when things happened and maybe we look back on it, we say, how do we survive that? God had his hand on you. God was taking you somewhere. Some of us are still on that journey. God is taking us somewhere. He spared the sons of Korah. Don't you think if anybody had an opportunity and a right to glorify and praise God, it was the sons of Korah? We could have been swallowed up as our fathers was, but Lord, because of your grace, because of your mercy, you spared my life. I'm going to dedicate my life to you. I'm going to dedicate my service to you. I'm going to praise you in the temple. I'm going to praise you going out everywhere I have an opportunity. I'm going to thank you for the rest of my life, God, for sparing me. And the sons of Korah began to sing this unto the Lord. The sons of the Korah went on to be musicians and singers and porters, amen, in the tabernacle of God. Amen. God, I can't see where you're taking me, but I'm going to follow you. God, I don't know what you have in store for me, but help me to be faithful and obedient. So the sons of Korah here in the 85th verse or the chapter of Psalms begin to tell us what we begin to basically encourage us. And they're praying and singing to God. And one of their first requests is to revive us again. I want you to listen to me. Not just revive us, revive us again. That denotes that they have already been revived before. Wake up, church. We have already been revived before. And so we're asking the Lord to revive us now, and we're not even really thanking him for reviving us in the past, for where he has already brought us from the things he has already protected us from. And let me tell you, my God's just as real today as he was yesterday, as he was in every other thing that's come against us. Amen. We will survive this through the grace of God. Revive us again. Revive us again. Why do we need constantly to be revived? It's because we're affected by the things around us. We're affected by the troubles. We're affected by the problems. We're affected by the circumstances that are in our life. And if we're not careful, it causes us to get our eyes off of the Lord. And let me tell you what else it does. It causes us to listen to the wrong things. Can I tell you, there's some noise in this world today. It ain't all good. Man, I live in a neighborhood. Every once in a while, somebody cranks up this automobile or something that needs mufflers. I thought about asking, could we take up a love offering for him? Buy him some mufflers. And I don't know, maybe he goes to work maybe earlier than I want to get up, and vroom, down the road he goes. And you know that loud noise. And in our neighborhood, we have some barking dogs. And every time that muffler goes down, or that muffler sound, it wakes up every dog in the neighborhood, and they begin to bark. There's all kind of noises. But if, and God showed me that, if I will take the time, and if I will take the opportunity, and if I will listen to the right things, I hear little birds chirping. I hear a little gentle breeze. And I hear the wonderful things of God's creation. And all these sounds were going on at the same time. It's just what I choose to listen to. Oh, come on, church. Amen. I will hear what God will speak. I will listen to what others say, but I will hear what God speaks. When somebody tells me you can't, and God says, yes, you can, I'm going to listen to what God speaks. In this day of turmoil, in this day of tragedy, in this day of all the noise, listen to what God is speaking to His church. Hear what God speaks. Not only revive us again, show us mercy. Show us mercy. Let me tell you something. The song that the sons of Korah were singing to the congregation wasn't because God just automatically pulled back His mercy. It wasn't because He did not have the ability to revive them again. But it's because of their folly. And I'm going to get there in just a few minutes. It wasn't God's fault. It's not God's fault we draw away. It's not God's fault we take our eyes off of Him and begin to look at the problems around us. Show us mercy. God has already shown us mercy. God, help me to be receptive to Your mercy. Help me to be thankful for Your mercy. And I'm going to use a word. Help me to be expectant of Your mercy. I preached not long ago, when we pray, we need to pray with expectation. Come on, we need to pray expecting it to be done. Glory to God. We need to pray, amen, that God's going to intercede. And that's prayer of faith. Amen. Show us mercy. Receive the mercy that God has already given us. Then He says, grant us Thy salvation. And God has done that. He has granted us His salvation through Jesus Christ, even the Son of God who bled and died on the cross of Calvary, and through His precious shed blood, it is the remission of our sins and the forgiveness of our iniquities and the salvation of our soul. And then finally they said, speak to us, God. Speak to us. I found out that God's always speaking to us. But we're not always listening. We're not always hearing what God would say. God said, I got this. Come on, I got this. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, whatever you're facing, God is greater than any problem. Greater than any mountain. Greater than any circumstance. Greater than any situation that you or I may be involved with. God is greater than. If you believe that, if you believe God can do anything, give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Come on, He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. But this psalm follows that up with a warning. With a warning. And the warning is this, but let them not turn again to folly. I saw this week a listing, and I'm not sure exactly where I saw the listing. But it's the many things that is transpired. I know there were some preceding this, but somebody took it from the beginning of 1999 at midnight. Remember what happened in 1999 at midnight? Nothing. We woke up and it was 2020. Or 2000, rather. Well, that's the way it seemed with me. 20 years this flew. The year 2000. The sun came up. The banks opened. Amen. We survived it. We survived it. Then they talk about all of these diseases that came. The Twin Towers that were bombed. North Korea was mad at us and they was going to send off a nuclear bomb and going to start the whole world. And at the end it said, we have survived. We have survived. God, revive us again. Show us thy mercy, what you brought us through. Help us, Lord, to understand the many trials, the many situations that you have already brought us through. And we stand today as a victorious church, as a victorious people. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we need to look to God for our strength, for our power and our anointing, because that's where it comes from. But then it showed another list. How many times there was a resurgence in revival, a resurgence in church attendance, a resurgence in people glorifying and praising God. And it slowly, slowly drifted away. Because our spiritual memory is so devastatingly short. We sometimes are affected by spiritual amnesia. God, let me never forget where you brought me from. Lord, let me never forget where you brought me from and what I used to be. Lord, let me always be thankful, God, that you have restored me and revived me. But seemingly after all of these different catastrophes and pandemics and diseases and everything, that God has already restored us and blessed us. And we're not by ourselves. The children of Israel in that time were doing the same very thing. How soon we take our eyes off of God and return to our normalcy. Listen, I want my normalcy to be centered in the will of God. I will hear what God will speak. I will listen to the voice of God. Folly basically means foolishness, or it refers to those who lack the proper fear or respect of God. Wake up, church. Wake up, people. What do you hear today? A total disrespect of God. A total disrespect of churches. How dare you think you can come together and congregate and worship the Lord during this time of situations? Let me tell you something. This is exactly where every person in the nation ought to be, in some place worshiping and glorifying and praising God for His mercy, for His grace, for His sustenance, for His safekeeping. Oh, wake up, church. Listen, it's time that the church quit listening to the world and started listening to the voice of God. God will speak peace. God will speak strength. God will speak, amen, deliverance in a time of turmoil. Hallelujah. I will hear what God will speak. Listen, you got to train yourself to listen. As I was thinking about that this week, there's a lot of noise in this land. Come on, there's a lot of negative noise. There's a lot of junk that we need the Holy Ghost filter to filter out. Come on, glory. How many, you know what I'm talking about. You hear it each and every day. All the negativeness, all the gloom, all the despair. And if my hope was in this present world, I would be amongst them. But I got news for you. My hope is not in this world. My hope is not in things, amen, that's going to happen here. My hope is in glory. And what I read about glory is going to be worth every trial, every problem, every temptation, and every step of the way. Amen. When I walk in to that glorious place that the Lord Himself has prepared for me. And for those who love Him. Salvation is nigh. Glory to God. Listen. Salvation is nigh who? Them that fear Him. Glory to God. People are looking in salvation in some kind of program. They're looking for salvation in some kind of man. They're looking for salvation through some kind of stimulus or a situation that the world can lift us out of. But you know what? My salvation is of Him. Hallelujah. To them that fear Him, to them that love and respect and adore and admire at the power of God and His love and His protective power. To whom? Them that fear Him. Look what cannot be taken from those who fear Him. As we sometimes ponder and fret and worry about what we can lose here in this walk of life, if you will take notice, it's all material things. It's all things that you're not going to take to glory with you. Sure, it would be devastating to our flesh, it would be devastating to our lifestyle, but it wouldn't be devastating to our soul. Glory to God. That's what made Job fall down and worship the Lord. Come on, just read what Job lost. But yet in all of that loss, he glorified and praised and worshiped the Lord. Because he had something that could not be taken from him. Glory to God. Church, we got something that cannot, under any circumstances, be taken from us. Because it was given of the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't given through man. It wasn't given through the world. It wasn't given through the nation. It was given by the mercy and grace of our Lord and Savior and cannot be taken or stolen from the things in the world. Hallelujah. Look what cannot be taken. Listen what he says in verse 10. Mercy and truth are met together. Mercy and truth cannot be snatched away from us. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for that? Lord, help me to hear. Help me to hear what you would say. God, speak to my heart. Speak to my mind. Tell me, God, comfort me. Help me through these times. Mercy and grace, he said. Mercy and truth, amen, cannot be taken from us. For those who fear and respect him, righteousness and peace have kissed each other, meaning they are inseparable because of the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he goes on to say, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good. How many knows the Lord knows how to give good gifts? Amen. If you've ever been the recipient of a good gift from the Lord, put your hands together and thank him for it. Thank you, Lord, for your good gifts. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your righteousness and peace. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good. And listen to this. Our land shall yield her increase. Now, let's go back to the sons of Korah. They were identifying about things that had been taken from them. And the reason things had been taken from them is because as a nation, and a nation as whole, Israel had quit listening to the voice and the ordinances and the precepts and the statutes of God. America, when we disrespect the ordinances, the precepts, and the statutes of God, understand that it's going to be very difficult to receive the goodness and the yield of the land. Then yet there's some that still want to blame God. Well, if God was real, why would he allow this to happen? God didn't pull away from us. The nation pulled away from him. This is exactly what happened in the sons of Korah. And they sang this song constantly to remind the congregation, to remind the nation of Israel where our strength comes from, where our mercy comes from, where the righteousness comes from. Ordinary material things can be snatched away from us, but that is within us cannot be taken from us. through the wiles of the devil or through the disobedience of the nation. And that's exactly what he says. But he says, our land shall yield her increase. Basically, when they repented and turned back to God, God blessed them. And I got to thinking, this wasn't the first time this happened. Just as this is not the first time that our nation and our world has been in a bad situation. Can you imagine? I don't know if there's any of you that has relatives that survived during the times of the Jewish massacre, World War II, the war that would end all wars. Don't you imagine there was people saying, this is the end of the world. This is the end of the world. But you know what? You know who prevailed? The church kept praying. Thank God for His remnant. It may be small, but it's powerful. Come on, go read it, God. Don't get upset because the congregation's small. Thank God it's powerful. It's powerful because our strength is not of us. Our strength is through Him. Amen. And He has equipped us and given us power, amen, to withstand anything that comes against us. Imagine all that. But there were some saints that kept praying. God, it's going to be a better time. It's going to be a better outcome. You will yield, our land shall yield at her increase. And then in verse 13, righteousness shall go before Him and shall set us in the way of His steps. God, not only do I want to hear You, but I want to walk in Your steps. God, I don't want to get too fast. Certainly don't want to get too slow. But I want to walk in the footsteps of our Lord. Because where He leads me is exactly where I need to be. Glory to God. Church, can you hear? Can you hear what God would speak? How many of us have ever had a loved one try to get our attention and we're preoccupied with some other noise, and they speak it a second time? And if that loved one is very patient, they'll speak it a third time. If that loved one is not very patient, they will scream it the third time. And they will say something like, are you listening to me? If they've taken the opportunity three different times to tell you something, chances are you probably need to hear it. I'm so glad that God kept speaking to me when I wasn't listening. I said, God, it's Mother's Day. We need to recognize our mothers. And we do, and we thank God. God, we're live streaming. They're expected to hear something about mothers, and we love them, and we thank God for them. Are you listening to me? You tell my nation they better wake up. You tell the church they better listen to the right thing. You tell the born-again believers that I have brought through trials and problems and circumstances and journeys, that I have not gone away. I'm still here today. I'm still just as real. I'm still just as powerful. But they got to listen to me. Turn the noise off. Come on, church. Turn the noise off and listen to what God would speak. He will speak peace. Amen. To His people. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know You've never forsaken me. I know You've always made a way. God, please help me to ignore the noise of the land and listen to what You would speak. Because God's trying to speak to the church. To them that love Him, to them that respect Him, to them that honor Him. He said, I got this. I got this. It's under control. God's going to make a way. In fact, God is the way. Hallelujah. He shall set us in the way of His steps. In James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, no respecter of persons, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from our Father. And it comes down to us. Lord, I thank You. I thank You that You have sustained me. I thank You that You have blessed my family. I thank You that You've blessed our church. God, never ever let me turn again to folly. God, if I'm constantly having to pray the prayer to revive, 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 revive me, it's not because Your power is diminishing. It is because my focus is in the wrong area. Come on. If anybody ought to be revived, it ought to be the church. If anybody ought to be glorifying God, it ought to be the church. Hallelujah. Help us to remember again what God has brought us through. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. This too, He will take us through. Glory to God. What He doesn't keep us from, He keeps us through. Amen. Do you love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord? Are you thankful for His blessings? Can I just say that when things settle down, and I'm not prophesying. Please don't misunderstand this. I've just seen a pattern that's formed over the last several years that I've seen all these things come to pass. When things settle down and we see things opening up and we get back to our normal routines, I'm talking about the nation, I'm so afraid that there will be promises broken. I'm so afraid that there will be prayers discontinued. I'm so afraid that people will quit listening and looking toward God and begin to look at other things, and how soon we forget how God sustained us and kept us through these problems. And there'll be another prayer. There'll be another situation somewhere down the road, and people will turn again and say, revive us. Lord, keep me strong. Keep me vibrant. Keep me in tune to Your will and to Your word. God, let me never forget that through this whole situation, You've been right there with me. You've got it under control. Hallelujah. Because my faith is not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Church, I ask you as a pastor to pray with me and to pray one for another. Pray for this church. Pray for our community. Pray for our state. Pray for our nation. Pray for this world. I was so moved by this morning. My grandson, he came up and he said, Papa, I want you to pray for my friend's pastor who is sick. And my grandson doesn't know this person personally, but he knew enough to pray for that person that they would be all right. So when I started to say, okay, we'll pray for him, and then I went and got him. I said, no, this is urgent. So I took him by his little hands. I said, let's pray right now. And we began to pray, and I believe God heard and answered the faith of that young boy. Because he hasn't learned to doubt yet. He hasn't learned to doubt. He believes that whatever we ask God to do, God will do it. Help me to have faith like that. But I pray during this time, that we won't forget our promises to God, that we won't forget, amen, the many times, Lord, that we've had to depend on You to see us through. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, as we come today to love You and to thank You, God, for Your many, many blessings. God, we do love our mothers. They're precious. We're thankful, Lord, for all the love and, Lord, the care that they've given us over the years. And, Lord, some of our hearts are saddened because mothers are not here with us. But, God, we know that they're in a better place. But, God, I pray that we will listen to You, that we will hear what You will speak to our hearts. God, keep us strong. Keep us powerful, God. Help us to know that we do have power within us that You have so graciously given us. Power to overcome. Power to be healed. Power to rise up. And I pray that this church, not just this church, I'm talking about churches all over the nation, will rise up, God, and get out on the battlefield and begin to proclaim salvation through the name of Jesus. Father, if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice that needs a touch today, we know that You're able. Father, we pray right now that You would touch, that You would make whole. Lord, and please, those that are unsaved, those that are unprepared, Father, I pray, God, that You would prick their hearts and bring them to an altar of repentance. We'll give You praise. We give You honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. If anyone needs special prayer, please stay around till after we're dismissed. Come forward. I and the elders will pray with you. God bless you. We love you. Stay strong. Stay focused on the Lord. God bless you.